This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular Audio Describe Fit reviews. It's good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Very good to be back with you, Toby.
This week you are reviewing the multi-award-winning stage production of a book that I remember listening to a good few years ago now, and a truly wonderful book it was too, with Jan Matteau's Man Booker Prize winning The Life of Pi, which was turned into an award-winning film and also into, as I say, a multi-award-winning stage production too, which you recently saw at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So Vidar, I must firstly ask you, how has this epic journey of endurance and hope with The Life of Pi been brought to life on stage? As I can remember from listening to the audiobook version, that most of the story takes place on a lifeboat.
Indeed, and that was brought very well to life by the excellent stage production, actually, Toby. I noticed you talked about in glowing terms about the book. I've got to confess that I did read the book and I found it really quite, not difficult, but I didn't really see the point of it, if that doesn't sound unkind. It didn't work for me. It was well written, but the story didn't work for me. So I went thinking, now I hope I can have my mind changed about this particular work in terms of its stage dramatization. I haven't seen the film either. So when I went to the Birmingham Hippodrome to see the Audio Describe performance, I thought I must go with an open mind. And I'm really glad I did, because it worked. And you come away with lots of thoughts in your mind, lots of ways you can interpret things, I think it's fair to say, and lots to talk about with people you've been to the production with. So I think that in itself demonstrates that it was an effective production. Obviously, the describers, Rosie and Jonathan, on this occasion did a great job, as did the stage management, who allowed us on stage for a really informative and engaging touch tour. Not least because, as you probably know, Toby, puppets are involved in the performance and the production, and it was great to see close up how effective that could be.
Yeah, because you've got all the animals from the zoo as puppets, and of course, including the tiger Richard Parker as well. And you must have had the chance on the touch tour to get up close to the animals and Richard Parker, I hope.
We absolutely did. We met Richard Parker and his fellow animals. And actually just hearing about how that particular side of the production was working and how it was carried out was very, very useful. And the show itself, actually, during the production, it was quite graphic. Some might say in parts a little bit gruesome, but very effective and, you know, capturing the imagination of the audience by, you know, getting them to be aware of the raft on the water and all the rest of it was well done.
Yeah, and it's very much a visual show, not only with the use of the puppets, but also the use of video lighting and the movements of props to take you on Pi's epic journey. And I wondered, sort of, Vidar, how was the sort of description of everything that was being sort of portrayed on stage to bring this story to life? Because, as I say, from listening to the book, I can sort of really remember picturing myself on that lifeboat with Pi and Richard Parker. And I just wondered how that sort of came across on stage.
Well, again, it came across through the audio description, really, and well-crafted audio description, which transported you to, you felt you're almost there, I think it's the way I would put it, actually. And that helped you get the atmosphere and follow the unfolding drama on stage. And it was a dramatic turn of events for much of the activity of the matinee. And I think it was down to Jonathan and down to Rosie that was so graphic and so enlightening, really.
Yeah, because we talk about this so many times when we do reviews, but it is that use of the describer's script and how they, you know, bring things to life and take you to the places that are part of the production and the performance and, you know, part of this, the loneliness of being on the lifeboat and everything else, and, you know, sort of how Richard Parker has been, the tiger's been brought to life as well. And that's the skill of the describer, as we always say.
Absolutely. And, you know, some might argue it wasn't for the faint-hearted. As I say, some of the drama was pretty violent, you know, more violent maybe overplaying it, actually, but certainly quite dramatic. And The overall effect it had on me was it dispelled any uncertainty or any lack of awareness, maybe is the word I'd put it, about the meaning of the book. And I think it got me thinking about so much, which I hadn't previously thought about when I had read it. So all credit to the stage dramatisation for making that work for me, at any rate.
Yeah, because sometimes the stage production can bring something to life for you, can't it? And it can almost sort of enhance or take you on a different journey from something that you've read.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're clearly in the hands of whoever has been behind the stage dramatisation of a famous book or a famous play. But nonetheless, that does help you. And the touch to it particularly helps you get a real feel in literal and metaphorical sense for what's going on.
And good performances from the cast as well for The Life of Pi.
Very good, very powerful, very strong. And as I say, very engaging. And I think it's fair to say that certainly the people I were with were very taken with it. And the audience's reaction would show that I think the rest of the auditorium were pretty impressed too.
So, Vidar, as some critics have been saying, would you say that The Life of Pi is a theatrical event that is a wonder to behold?
Yes, I think I would, actually. And that's praise indeed from someone who went, albeit with as open a mind as possible, with a little bit of a, let's say, having not found the book as riveting as some.
Well, you can find out more about the current UK and Ireland tour of The Life of Pi with details of venues, dates and times by visiting lifeofpionstage.com. Next time, Vidar, I think you're off to the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre.
We are for a ghost story, 222, so hopefully I can share that with you and listeners next time.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of The Life of Pi at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Lovely to talk to you.